And Jalen Ramsey is apparently requesting a trade from his agent. And by the way, did you know this? Minkah Fitzpatrick and Jalen Ramsey, they share the same agent. Both their agents are requesting trades. The Jalen Ramsey is, I'll be honest with you, he's very talented. And he is the best man-to-man corner in the National Football League. Has 2 years left on his rookie deal. It's going to be a little expensive because he was the fifth overall pick in the draft back in 2016. And Steve Young said it perfectly, former 49ers quarterback. He said it perfectly. The NFL is becoming the NBA right now. It's becoming the NBA. When a big-time player doesn't like his situation with a team, they'll ask to be traded. I mean, Jamal Adams. I thought he was Mr. New York Jet. And then Coach Greg Williams last night idiotically benched him because he went to make a play on a ball and messed up. And they benched him. And then Jamal Adams, welcome to the day and age, took the Jets out of his Instagram bio and unfollowed the Jets on Instagram, on social media. But here's what Steve Young said last night. He said it perfectly.
There's no mobility. It's like, where are you going to go? It is now the NBA. I think, obviously, Antonio Brown proved it. He's ended up in the Patriots. Just act that way, and you end up in the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did. Lose a game, the first game, like, call my agent. I want out of here. This is the NBA now, and front offices, the NFL, are going to have to deal with the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into all sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put on a hard line. There's no one going to be traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true.
And he's right. Vince, he is right. Steve Young. It's becoming the NBA. NBA has required the mantra where if they're not happy on a team, they request to be traded, they get traded. That's the problem in today's day and age. And now in the NFL, Antonio Brown can just act any way he wants. And next thing you know, boom, he's gone. Now he's on the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. Caught a touchdown pass over the weekend in his first game. Minkah Fitzpatrick, obviously he wasn't happy in Miami and didn't want to be part of the rebuild. So he has to be traded. Boom, traded the Steelers. Jalen Ramsey, he's getting traded. They have reached out to teams. He had a press conference today. He's going to get traded. The Jags are asking for 2 first-round picks. I think that's a little high. I don't think they get that. I do think the Jaguars play Thursday. Will Jalen Ramsey be there and be available to play? I don't know. And now look at it. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but Jamal Adams is doing the same thing. It's disgusting and annoying. Like, you get drafted by a team, play the game. Respect that team took you. Now, Jalen Ramsey's case is a little different. I don't think it's 100% Jalen Ramsey's fault. He's put on as this guy with a big, bad attitude. He's competitive, all right? I dealt with guys. There was players. I had a player on the Cowboys. Remember the name of Dez Bryant? Everybody thought he was just a bad teammate, bad for the locker room when he was just super competitive. No one has said a bad word about him that played on his team. Him and his coach got into it last night. And I saw a beautiful statement. And it said, Jalen Ramsey's not the kind of guy that's going to go out there and try to cause havoc. A head coach is the guy that's going to go and cause havoc with him. And they kind of, like, you know the saying as you're a kid, are you trying to push his buttons? Stop pushing his buttons, Timmy. Well, I think that's what Doug Monroe of the Jaguars was doing. He pushed Jalen Ramsey's buttons and it irritated him. And then you saw those two. I mean, you can blame the player all you want for walking towards your head coach, but the head coach walked towards him too. You're the head coach. You're supposed to be the leader of the National Football League team, right?